Its current state here on WKAR, Mother's Day is Sunday, and when we heard about a program called The Momologues, Musings on Motherhood, being performed in Howell last night, we decided to invite one of the participating writers to share her work with us. Former WLNS TV6 reporter Mona Shand is a mother of three young children. She wrote this piece about her struggle to find her identity as a mom after leaving full-time professional work.
I think I can probably count the number of manicures I've had in my life on the unpolished fingers of both hands. I have a vague memory of getting one right after I met the man who would eventually become my husband, and I know I had one before our wedding. But other than that, I can't really, nail down specifics. The few times I have gone, rather than finding it relaxing, having all that attention focused on me feels stifling and uncomfortable. But lately I've been feeling that my whole life could use a little buff and shine, that my cuticles aren't the only ragged things around here. Perhaps it's motherhood taking its toll, or perhaps I'm just getting lazy. Maybe if I started with a manicure, the rest would fall into place. Maybe manicured Mona would be the kind of stylish, pulled-together mom I find myself ogling at preschool drop-off. Maybe I would remember how to converse with adults. Maybe I could manage to wear socks that match my outfit, or each other. Maybe I could really, nail this mom thing. So one Saturday afternoon after work, I walked into the nail shop and boldly requested a manicure. It was the launch of what will henceforth be known as Operation Polished Image, OPI. Day one. In my limited manicure experience, I've always stuck with clear polish, but this was OPI, new territory, so I went with a very pale pink. At home, my sweet, caring husband scored big points by spotting the change right away. "It's a whole new me," I explained. "Okay," he said. He is, after all, a man. Day two. I've morphed into Vanna White. I find myself wanting to show off my manicure to anyone who cares to look, which is, of course, no one. At lunch, after church, I dramatically gesture to my husband and children over the menu at our local diner. "Okay," says my little boy, every bit his father's son. "Want dip dip," yells my youngest, which happens to be his word for ketchup, which happens to be what he squirted all over my dress, the cute one I wore to go with my new manicure. As I bend down to wipe it off, he sticks his ketchup hands into my hair, the hair I actually took the time to blow dry this morning to go with my new manicure. I feel cracks forming in my new polished image. And is that a crack in my polish? Day three. It's a new day and manicured Mona is ready to tackle the world. Another day of ditching the sweats for a cute mommy-on-the-go outfit. Except that we had nowhere to go. Day four. And on the fourth day, the stomach bug hit. And there was much vomiting throughout the land. And much laundering and scrubbing and Lysol and Pedialyte. And much comforting of feverish little ones who just needed to be held by the hands that love them. Anxious hands pressed together with silent prayers of please, please, please just let them feel better. Day five. See day four. Day six. The 48-hour plague has lifted, but we are all a little worse for the wear. The house is a mess, the cupboards are bare, I have frazzled nerves, frizzy hair, and yes, that is in fact a fleece sweatshirt. I felt simultaneously at home and lost. Day seven. The polish is gone, literally. I scrubbed it off this morning with a bit of a heavy heart and some acetone that probably dates back to the Reagan administration. Couldn't I keep my act together for one lousy week? How naive was I to think that a little bit of color on my nails would somehow transform me into supermom? I was still the same me, still the same mom. Still a little bit of a mess, now with smeared nail polish remnants to remind me of my shortcomings. Later that night during a family get-together, I sat quietly away from the crowd, unable to shake the frustration. I watched my sweet little boy reach out his hands to help his sister when she fell. I marveled at my youngest as his hands slapped high fives with his cousins, aunts, and uncles. I thought about how all their hands fit so perfectly in mine. Then I took my little girl's hand and walked her over to her grandfather's wheelchair, where his hands were outstretched and waiting. For a brief moment, all three of our hands connected. One was small, unlined, smooth, but so much stronger than its tiny size implied. One was covered with deep grooves and lines, marked by the slight shaking of age and disease, but so much stronger than its condition implied. And one was caught somewhere in the middle, not as smooth as it once had been, and certainly not as polished, but so much stronger than I ever knew. For current state, I'm Mona Shand.
Journalist blogger Mona Shand helped produce The Momologues, Musings on Motherhood last night in Howell for La Casa, Livingston County's Domestic Violence Prevention Agency. And happy Mother's Day.